本集要感谢斗内的朋友大宝、Mandy 及 Dr. Lee， 谢谢你们。Hello， 我是 Bingo， 欢迎收听 Bingo 碎碎念。每一则全英文的生活小故事之后，翻译成中文给你听，再教三个相关的单字，让你把英文融入生活之中，成为能够 spark joy 学英文的高手。上周五我跟 Leo 去淡水玩，我们原本计划要从红树林站骑脚踏车到淡水，然后一路骑到渔人码头。结果还没骑到淡水就下大雨了，于是我们就在淡水环脚踏车逃进一间滨海的咖啡厅躲雨。坐下来之后呢，我们旁边的一对男女竟然在说英文，他们什么关系？为什么说英文呢？自己来分享。 Now are you ready for the show? Bingo Bubbles Plus, let's go! Last Friday, Leo and I went to a waterfront cafe in Danshui. After we placed our orders, I couldn't help but notice a couple seated nearby. They appeared to be a Taiwanese girl and a Korean boy, and they both looked like college students. They talked in English, but the boy's English was not very fluent. And the girl didn't seem to understand Korean. There was a language barrier between them. Fortunately, there was also a Cupid between them. And that little angel was Google Translate. When they were chatting, the boy would sometimes type Korean phrases on his laptop, and the girl would read the translated Chinese text on the screen. I find the interaction really interesting. There was no pretense or insecurity. They used language merely as a tool to communicate and understand each other more. Though I couldn't really hear what they were talking about, the chemistry between them was unmistakable. The more they talked, the closer they sat. And in the end, they left the cafe holding hands. I believed I just witnessed a love story unfolding. Does the story spark joy for you? 现在来听中文版咯。刚开头提到说，我跟 Leo 进到淡水的一间滨海咖啡厅哦。点完餐之后呢，我发现旁边坐的两个人蛮有趣的。一个是台湾女生，一个是韩国男生。两个人看起来还是大学生哦，用英文在聊天。韩国男生的英文卡卡的，但很努力。女生的英文就蛮好的哦。但当小欧巴英文卡住的时候，自顾自地讲起韩文的时候呢，女生似乎不懂韩文，不知道怎么回应。幸好他们两人之间做了一位国际媒人婆 Google 翻译。我刚说到小欧巴如果英文卡住呢，他就会自言自语说韩文嘛，但他不会停在这啦，他会打那一串韩文到 Google 翻译里，女生就会去读中文翻译，然后再用英文去回应小欧巴的话题。你说这互动可不可爱？男生英文虽然有点破破的，但是他还是很善用英文这个工具，尽力的开口跟女生说话。而女生则是英文虽然很流利，但是却会知道说要慢慢说给小欧巴听，而且也很有耐心，愿意透过 Google 翻译跟小欧巴聊天。你可以看到这两个人都是把英文当作沟通的工具，女生不会乱骄傲一把，男生也不会乱自卑一通，用这样的态度面对英文，我非常喜欢耶，这就是 Spark Joy 的实用精神啊。这两个小朋友坐在海景第一排的位置，两个人浪漫看海聊天，随着我的咖啡慢慢见底，他们两个人也就越坐越近。最后离开咖啡厅的时候呢，手还给我牵了起来啦齁。这个粉红泡泡阿姨可以呢。阿姨很博爱的齁，不是 BL 也祝福齁。这段感情太 spark joy 了。That's today's story in Chinese. 下来听英文复习再教新单字。Last Friday, Leo and I went to a waterfront cafe in Danshui. After we placed our orders, I couldn't help but notice a couple seated nearby.They appeared to be a Taiwanese girl and a Korean boy, and they both looked like college students. They talked in English, but the boy's English was not very fluent. And the girl didn't seem to understand Korean. There was a language barrier between them. Fortunately, there was also a Cupid between them. And that little angel was Google Translate. When they were chatting, the boy would sometimes type Korean phrases on his laptop,And the girl would read the translated Chinese text on the screen. I find the interaction really interesting. There was no pretense or insecurity. They used language merely as a tool to communicate and understand each other more. Though I couldn't really hear what they were talking about, the chemistry between them was unmistakable. The more they talked, the closer they sat. And in the end, they left the cafe holding hands. I believed I just witnessed a love story unfolding. 第二次听是不是懂更多了呢？今天就来分享三种粉红泡泡的说法。第一种是 chemistry, 化学作用的意思。在人际关系中呢，指的是说两个人看起来是否心灵相通，是否合拍。比如说我心中的 BL 神剧《只因我们天生一对》啊，两个男主角 Bright 跟 Win 对我来说数一数二的极品 chemistry， 那个气氛总是可以让我一目笑，整个不能自己。总之呢 ，chemistry 这个字可以拿来形容恋爱中的小情侣哦，那种甜蜜的粉红泡泡氛围。来造个句子哦 ，They have great chemistry and are always laughing and having fun together。这两个人很合拍，总是一起玩得很愉快，笑得很开心。再造个句子哦 ，The sexual chemistry between the young couple was obvious。这对小情侣之间显然很来电，空气中都是粉红泡泡呢。第二种说法是 love is in the air， love is in the air。我个人觉得这是最接近粉红泡泡的翻译哦，因为爱就在空气中飘着， love is in the air， 非常接近泡泡的概念。那这个句子怎么用呢？情人节、圣诞节那种约会用的节日有没有？大街小巷都是情侣啊，空气中满满是粉红泡泡，甜蜜蜜的。这时候你看到这样的景象，就可以说Oh, love's in the air， 满满都是粉红泡泡耶。或是参加婚礼的时候啊，你看新人认识过程的影片，也会觉得很幸福。那这时候你也可以说 Oh, love's in the air。 接下来第三种说法呢，是粉红泡泡偏过多，让人看了有点肉麻尴尬。这个单字是 lovey-dovey， 肉麻亲密的。英文的解释呢是 very affectionate or romantic, showing love for each other in public by touching each other and saying mushy things. 会在公开场合搂来搂去，摸来摸去，讲一些肉麻话的那种粉红泡泡，就是捷运站出口那种紧紧抱在一起，鼻头碰鼻头的那种，就是 a lovey-dovey couple， 肉麻亲密的情侣，真的会让人想要走到他们身边，在他们耳边轻声说一句 get a room。去开房间好吗？简单复习一下今天学到的三种粉红泡泡相关说法。要形容两个人很合拍，那种粉红泡泡是 they have great chemistry。 婚礼或是情人节，那种粉红泡泡呢，则是 love's in the air。 捷运站口有点妨碍风化的小情侣哦，那种粉红泡泡呢，是 lovey-dovey。 你学起来了吗？最后，谢谢斗内的朋友支持，你们是听 Bingo 学英文的力量。每月定额斗内299以上听众会收到碎碎念系列的电子报，有逐字稿、图文并茂的讲解，还有我们的私密小日记。像是今天的电子报呢，就会分享小情侣的背后照哦。我们一起把英文融入生活之中。谢谢收听 ，Stay tuned，We love you。